Vitamins tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Network, and our special guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to tell you what's really going on in the world today, sort of the news behind the news, and I always look forward to Joel's analysis of current events, because he, of course, looks not what is being told, but what does this really mean, the significance of it. Joel, thanks so much for being with us again. So where do we start this morning?
Well, I'm frankly not going to be able to unravel, I think, what's going on, because we're in the middle of a major reshifting of the Middle East policy, and it yet remains what they're up to. But I'll tell you, some big things are going on. We have yesterday the snub of President Bush, where Prime Minister al-Maliki of Iraq, flying into Jordan, decided not to meet with the president. He stood him up. The White House is claiming this is not a snub, that they were notified. Well, they were notified, you know, a few hours before, but obviously it was a stand-up, and the whole Arab world knows it now. Al-Maliki is meeting with President Bush this morning, but when you combine this with the emergency trip of Dick Cheney to Saudi Arabia this past week, as well as the current emergency trip of Condoleezza Rice rushing over to the Middle East, something big is happening, and it's we have yet to find out what they've got in mind.
Well, do you think it's a prelude to war? Do you think it's a prelude to pulling our troops out, or are we going to this old idea that we have three options? One is to go long, in other words, bring in a lot more troops. Another one is to go short. Another one is to go home. Do you think that they're perhaps going to try to use some incident to justify expanding the war in the Middle East?
Well, certainly the incident is an ever-present threat hanging over the Middle East, and it will happen at some time. I don't feel that this is necessarily what they're up to here. There seems to be, let me just kind of put together some of the pieces to the puzzle and see if we can't, see what some of the possible scenarios are. There appears, let's look at the Stephen Hadley leak, which happened just prior to this mini-summit between Bush and al-Maliki and the snub that just occurred. For the White House to leak the negative Hadley memo about al-Maliki, which essentially said, gave two or three choices, either he's incompetent, he's incapable, or he's naive. And, in the first place, this is not a typical national security memo. A national security memo tells exactly what the assessment is. It doesn't give those kinds of off-the-wall extreme choices. Obviously, the administration has an opinion. They have intelligence. They meet with these people regularly. They have Ambassador Khalid Saad, dealing with him on almost a daily basis. They know whether or not he's naive. They know whether or not he's capable. So this memo was strictly a provocation. This memo was meant to insult Prime Minister al-Maliki.
And maybe that's why he just insulted our president.
That's right. He just snubbed the president in response to this memo. You're not going to insult me in this way before that. And this was particularly egregious in terms of what's going on because of the fact that the major backers of al-Maliki's government, Muqtada al-Sadr and his group, had not wanted him to go. Basically, wanted him to show his independence from the United States and not to make this summit, not to appear as a puppet of the United States. And, he pulled out of his support of the government just as al-Maliki was leaving. So that's one of the factors weighing on al-Maliki. There was a great deal of pressure from his forces. But as we know, al-Maliki is a puppet of the Americans. And he can't very well decide to completely snub them. He has to play this delicate balance between both. So this may be viewed as, well, I'll show my supporters, albeit a little bit too late, because Muqtada al-Sadr had already pulled out his support from the government before this snub occurred, but perhaps giving a little bit of tit for tat, he pulled off the snub, but he's going through with his conference this morning. It's already been going on, of course, over there in Iraq, where they're about 8 hours different than we are time-wise.
But
in any case,
he's asked for even control of his own army. We won't even let him control his own army. I mean, it's so obvious he's a puppet. I mean, how can you be the head of a country and you don't control your army, you know?
Well, as we know, sovereignty is a sham. It's only for political purposes. The United States says that Iraq is sovereign, but every time they try to exercise their sovereignty, the United States sends over their troubleshooters and gives threats. You know, what the media, what Condoleezza Rice, what Donald Rumsfeld or Dick Cheney or the president even, and their spokesman tell the media about what they said in these meetings is ridiculous. They never tell what's really said, except for the fact that on most occasions, presidents, especially someone like Bush, doesn't really do any hard negotiating. The negotiating goes on between the State Department personnel, the NSA staff, and other insiders that are sent in there to give the actual threats and to get the agreements. It's mostly small talk between the big players because they're puppets of the people who are running the show.
Sure.
So to a certain extent, there is some truth to what they say they talked about, but it isn't true in terms of what these summits are all about. These summits are all about secret agreements, secret protocols that the people in power who manipulate President Bush really are working for. And President Bush is made to feel like he is the president. They brief him on these things because obviously he's a willing player. He's not going to buck any of these things, so they can go through the motions and he can feel like he's president. But if he were able to buck these things hard, they would offer him a threat that he couldn't refuse, an offer that he couldn't refuse, like they did Reagan. And I think Reagan's assassination attempt was a message thrown at him: stop bucking your handlers. And he got the message and was much more compliant. But in any case, this is a very ruthless game that we're playing. It's impossible to tell what's really going on in the Middle East, but something big is going on just by virtue of the players descending on the region. I might expand this to include the Israeli situation. You know, here we had a mass of rockets.
Hold on.
We'll take that up after the break. All right.
Back in just a moment. Joel Skousen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, we stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And we're going to get into Israel because this is the tinderbox I'm just waiting to explode. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, there's a lot of mixed signals going on in Israel right now. From her meeting in Jordan, Condoleezza Rice took her armored convoy across the border to Jericho into Israel to meet and show support for Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, in his attempt, trying to bolster his attempt to form this unity government, which continues to be stalled. I think the elements of are so divisive there and among the Palestinians that they're never going to get anything but a pretext of a unity government. It may last a day, it may last a week. It continues to fall apart just like this this ceasefire. But it's very interesting that Olmert, had been trying to placate all of the critics about the problems with the Lebanon invasion. After despairing publicly about losing his way in the Lebanon War and referring to it as it was called his defeat speech, we now have terrorist organizations just rubbing their hands with glee now as they look upon Israel admitting defeat. And yet, in the face of this, he suddenly pulls out of Gaza in the midst of a military operation to stop these rocket attacks. Announces a ceasefire, and the Palestinians respond with a ceasefire that is broken within minutes with other more radical groups who aren't under the control. That's the thing. These people are never under 100% control. In fact, one of them said, this is our time to rearm. It's always been that ceasefires have been a time for the Palestinian movement to rearm. But once again, Olmert appears ready to give away the farm. As soon as he gets any kind of ceasefire, he promises a comprehensive set of enticements for them to maintain the ceasefire, even as they are violating it. He talks about doing which he vowed he never would do, releasing large blocks of Palestinian prisoners, even long-term Palestinian prisoners. Those are the worst of the guerrilla leaders that have been attacking Israel and suicide bombers for many years, and he's going to release those. And when he said, we will not release prisoners in exchange for the Israeli soldier that is still being held captive and has not been released at this time, the Egyptians are involved in the negotiations for trying to overcome that, but it doesn't seem to be working. There's this Corporal Shalit, of course, who is still held a prisoner. And, you can't afford, as a nation, to start doing prisoner exchanges when they kidnap someone. Otherwise, you just give them all the incentive to kidnap others in exchange for prisoners. But that's exactly what they're going to do. And he's also going back to his promise to remove settlers from the West Bank. In other words, even though he had dropped all of those things and said those are dead now because of the increased violence of the Palestinians and the violations of previous ceasefires, suddenly it's back on the table again. It's always back on the table because this is the globalist agenda, and the globalists run the Israeli government just like they run the American government. And the agenda is we're going to undermine ultimate American power in the world by this constant intervention, and we're going to undermine Israel by its own government through giving away the farm in terms of these so-called peace agreements. And, you know, they never lead to peace. The Palestinian leadership is intent on an all-out war with Israel, though they're going to do it by as a war of attrition now with the kind of guerrilla tactics that Hezbollah used so effectively in Lebanon. And it's very obvious that every time the Israelis refuse to go in and clean out the nests of tunnels and rocket depots and manufacturing facilities in Gaza, that they're going to only allow these to continue. And as I reported a couple of weeks ago in the brief, several intelligence people from Israel have said, you know, the hard line of the Israeli military is just a sham. They, in fact, only go in and do a partial job, and they know where the rest of the things are, and they have orders politically not to touch many of these other depots where these weapons are held. So, you know, this is kind of a game. It's very difficult to analyze the news now because you cannot ever take at face value what these government spokesmen say, what the news media report, which they always get from government spokesmen. There's always a hidden agenda going on underneath. And there's double and triple paybacks and you know, agents from one side or the other. It's very difficult to find out and see what's going on. Almost always we have to use a suspicious conspiracy theory, and anyone who doesn't read any of these things in terms of conspiracy is a fool, because simply things are never as open as they claim to be. They're never as simple. Governments don't act in their best interest anymore. They act for globalist interests. They act for private pecuniary interests. They act for oil interests. The world is rife with conspiracy. Beneath the surface, there are thousands of mini conspiracies going on. And in my estimation, you know, one big grand conspiracy, which is very complex and difficult to analyze as well. But when you look at the overall picture, there's a guiding hand here with two or three factions working for global hegemony, and it's going to result in a major war someday. I don't think this, Dr. Stan, is presently heading for that war. I think what we're looking for here is perhaps, if I can wrap up this section, is perhaps a destabilization of the Maliki government to justify some new tact that the U.S. is planning in terms of you know, either installing some a coalition government. Some people have said maybe there's going to be a coup. Frankly, there cannot be a military coup in Iraq because the military is controlled by the U.S., and if there were a coup, the U.S. would be to blame for not having stopped the Iraqi military from overthrowing the government. I mean, this would never be acceptable. I think that's a pie in the sky thing. But I do think that there is a movement to destabilize or shake up or in some way cause another government to be formed. Every time the United States does this, the U.S. public gives them another 6 months, another year, to see what this new regime will do. They can continue to keep the American public off their feet and watching this charade go on for months. And that's what's happening in Israel as well. There's lots of machinations. There's a new attempt, is what I see going on here, to reestablish the phony peace process, leading to an undermining of Israeli sovereignty, and it probably won't go through, but it's certainly going to destabilize things for a while and keep people watching.
And certainly with all the tension with Syria and, you know, the assassination of the leader, the Christian leader there in Lebanon, and now everybody's pointing the finger at Syria, and yet most of the people, and my understanding is many of the people in the Middle East, honestly believe that this was probably an agent provocateur, you know, killing of the Lebanese leader, so we could point the finger at Syria, whereas many people in the Middle East actually think it was an American operation.
Well, you know, as I said in last week's brief, Syria would have to be totally stupid to do another alleged assassination, just as the UN was voting on forming a major investigation of the Harari murder. And that investigation is going through. The timing of all this hit on Pierre Gamayel was just a little bit too convenient for Western purposes. It certainly arouses Western opinion against Syria and Hezbollah. Hezbollah and Syria, in fact, already had the political and military momentum in their favor. They would have been fools to try to, you know, take out one of the top anti-Syrian leaders in such a public show of assassination. And, of course, the media has made a major play of this, and it has, you know, they already had a third of the Signoria government quitting, and a new government must be formed, and there are factions, you know, openly talking about confrontation in the streets, freezing the economy by major stoppages and work stoppages. That's the tactic that these public demonstrations do. They're not simply to demonstrate, they're to halt commerce, to bring pressure on the government to disband. But in any case, you know, we're looking at the same thing happening with the Iraqi government, with the al-Sadr factions leaving the government. And I fully expect that we can see a more hardline pro-Iranian form of government takeover if Prime Minister al-Maliki falls. And certainly we're going to see something happen within the next week, and I'll be able to report on it when these things become more clear.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Anyway, it's everything over there is just sort of like a seething volcano waiting for something to happen.
Yes, it certainly is. In other news, you know, it's very disconcerting to see how much play now this global warming is getting. It's being viewed in the typical Fox News right-wing, and I mean right-wing in the negative sense here, phony right-wing, really, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, the Sean Hannitys and the Glenn Becks, and these people who are just flamboyantly anti-conspiracy, pro-government. They're getting on the news and you know, pushing agendas. Of course, we have Governor Schwarzenegger pushing the globalist agenda. Everybody seems to be getting on the bandwagon, and now it's become almost sacrosanct that anyone who denies global warming is like denying the Holocaust. They are starting to mount a campaign against the over 700 some scientists that have said definitely global warming is a hoax. You know, it's done by computer generation, that there is no real evidence to support these things. And yet they're taking this new tact of taking it to the Supreme Court, trying to get the Supreme Court essentially to rule in favor of the notion that the U.S. or the federal government, the EPA, must take a position and must intervene to halt this. This is not something that state government should do individually, as they're trying to take on, as California is, the auto industry and create their own laws against emissions, carbon dioxide emissions.
We couldn't live without carbon dioxide. The more carbon dioxide you have in the atmosphere, the better the plants grow.
Well, that's right. I mean, there really is not even a good case that you can make the global warming in the slight degree to which it is occurring, which is generally very much in line with the cycles that normally occur. It's just like the ozone cycle. I mean, this was just an invention of the environmentalist lobby that the ozone was being destroyed by Freon. Now, Freon does attack ozone, but there was no proof whatsoever that the Freon was actually getting to these ozone layers because the ozone hole varies 40% each year. I mean, how can you tell when there's a 1% to 2% difference in Freon when you've got a natural occurring cycle of 40%?
And, of course, the other thing is Freon is heavier than air. It doesn't go up. It goes down. It goes down to the ground.
That's right. But in any case, you know, they can make some pie-in-the-sky formulas to indicate how things like this can happen, but they aren't backed up by honest scientists. There is this very heavy political correctness within the movement of pushing phony science upon people, and global warming is the worst that there is. But I'm afraid it's a battle that is lost in the realm of public opinion, and the media has been totally irresponsible in shutting down those scientists who decry this and now labeling them Holocaust deniers. But the Supreme Court, and this is going to be very dangerous, You know, they have the power to adjudicate and say, yes, the federal government must intervene, and or to say that, and what they'll probably say is, no, the law is insufficient, but just as they gave a hint to Congress, Congress must remedy this, rather than saying, look, you didn't need a constitutional amendment to change these kinds of laws, which is hard to get through. They're just going to say, no, we'll just insist that Congress change the law. And Congress has no authority to move the government into a regulation of the entire environment. It's not in the Constitution.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, perhaps learn more about your publication, and hopefully subscribe?
Yes, my publication is the World Affairs Brief, and it's showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's written as one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. I encourage everyone to go to the website to see. You get a preview each week of what the major topics are I'm discussing in the World Affairs Brief. What you can get on the website, of course, is a resume of all of the top news stories that are researched by my staff and posted to the website. Then I do an analysis each Friday of those news stories and put in What you don't get in establishment news stories, what I try to research out are the real motives behind what government is doing under the table, as we're talking about in this particular briefing. There is a modest subscription price for the World Affairs Brief, and you can get a sample of the full brief by simply emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And just simply request a sample current issue, and I'll be happy to send that over to you so that you can decide whether or not you would like to subscribe. Also, I might say that something new on my website is on the left-hand column, all of my books on preparedness and high-security residences, on strategic relocation, all of those things now have clickable links where you can purchase those right online without having, it's cheaper than an Amazon even, and so I encourage people to look at those books in terms of their level of preparedness in life for what inevitably I think is going to be a very bad warlike scenario for the United States if it continues to intervene around the world.
And I think the fact that they've passed the Military Commissioners Act and the John Warner, National Defense Act, all of these suggest that the people in Washington, D.C. know we're moving into very difficult conditions where they're going to have the ability to declare martial law. That's what it's all about. And
certainly the government ongoing program providing massive nuclear shelters for the government leaders in Washington means that they know something very bad is coming, and they are preparing for it. And they're not warning the American people to do anything about sheltering themselves at all. And the American people have been led, I think, in somewhat of a propagandized manner by a combination of the environmental lobby and FEMA, that there's no defense against large-scale nuclear war, and that we're all going to die anyway, and this nuclear winter is going to shut everything down and make it impossible to live after that, and it's just not true. I mean, nuclear war is very survivable. Russians are planning on surviving. The Chinese are planning on surviving. It's only the U.S. that is telling their people that there is no survival, and we have to simply negotiate and continue to disarm, which is a fool's paradise. But believe me, the government doesn't believe its own arguments because they're preparing, and so everyone should as well.
Amen to that.
In any case.
Is there anything else you wanted to bring out about the global warming scam, which really is a scam, because certainly, all you need to do is ask that simple question. We've done it before, but why do they call Greenland Greenland? Simply because 1,000 years ago it was lush and green. And then we went into a global cooling cycle, and we have what we have there today. And now we're in a global warming cycle. We've been in it for 400 years. That's why the snows of Kilimanjaro are receding. That's why there is mild melting on the ice caps, certainly the northern ice cap. But, this is part of these cycles that we go through every 300 or 400 or 500 years in a similar manner. The ice caps are melting on Mars.
It's once again, Dr. Stan, it's very similar to the ozone argument.
Sure.
In other words, the natural forces, including the solar radiation, affect the ozone far greater and far higher percentage than what little bit, even if Freon could get up there, what little bit Freon could do. We're talking in the less than 1% range. And it's the same thing with carbon dioxide generated in the Earth. Compared to the power of the sun with increased radiation to warm the Earth, which is what's happening during these cycles, you have increased solar activity in cycles that causes the warming. I mean, the greenhouse gases portion, even if it was real, and there is a slight amount, it is far less than 1% of the total, and it simply, compared to the sun, is almost irrelevant. And we cannot change it. But this is an agenda, as you know, Dr. Stan, to use the environment to control all energy production sources in the name of government. And that's what this global warming treaty is all about, is government control of all energy sources. And they already have a great deal of control as it is, and part of it is going to accrue benefits to the nuclear industry, which is busy being given benefits through the absolutely unprincipled agreement that was signed with India about sharing the top nuclear technology with someone who has not signed the Nuclear Proliferation proliferation agreement. It's been the recipient, you know, of lots of nuclear proliferation and missile technology proliferation. And to deny it to Pakistan as well as supposedly our ally, I mean, there's an awful lot of stuff going on under the table to say that Pakistan is absolutely off limits to this when they are just as guilty, or India is just as guilty of having developed a nuclear weapons and missile system as Pakistan is. So there's a lot of stuff going under the table.
I almost think we're doing everything we can to destabilize Pakistan. I mean, you know, this ordering them, forcing them recently to attack a Madras school there that, you know, telling them it was a terrorist training camp, and it really wasn't. And, I mean, that has really antagonized the people of Pakistan. And now this snub as far as, you know, offering Pakistan the same technology we're offering to India. I think we're doing everything to get the people so mad there they're going to overthrow the existing government, and then the radical Islamic movement will control not only Pakistan but their nuclear and missiles, pardon me, the nuclear weapons and their very sophisticated missiles.
That's right. What people need to understand absolutely is that the name of this game is conflict creation and management.
Right.
That's what this whole globalist thing about. All the excuses are just so much excuses. We're not in Iraq for democracy. It has nothing to do with it. It's to foment and create hatred and antagonism, not only between the major players within the Middle East, but between Israel and them, and between the United States and these actors. The United States is the ultimate goal for destabilization of these globalists. Even though they base themselves out of the United States and out of Europe, they have to destabilize the appearance that this greatness and stability of our country is based upon national sovereignty. They have to take that away. They have to destabilize it and replace it with a, the facade, the mirage of global stability. And they will always promise, just as they do in the Middle East, that globalist intervention, that international intervention in the Middle East is the solution to stabilizing that. And it never has been. Anytime the United Nations has come in to take over a country, it has never stabilized. It continues to foment and see the problem. Kosovo and Bosnia is still not cured. Look at Africa. That's been in the hands of the United Nations for decades now, and it just keeps getting worse.
Sure. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen for the last segment of this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
American Freedom Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, we've got about 5 minutes or so to wrap this thing up.
Well, I've got a couple of short items that we can talk about. I have long since, predicted that China's role playing as an ally with the United States in restricting North Korea and its nuclear program is just a sham. We found out this week that China exports of crude oil to energy-hungry North Korea resumed in October, only a mere month after the September halt in the supposedly grand negotiations with the United States that they were going to curtail. These are sanctions that are still in place on North Korea, and yet China has already reneged on those sanctions and is shipping oil.
The most amazing thing is, Joe, we've forgotten that all during the Clinton administration, we were delivering oil to the wicked government there in North Korea.
Of course, that was part of that agreement in 1994,
sure.
The accords whereby they were supposed to give up their nuclear ambitions and we were supposed to give them a nuclear, build two nuclear reactors, which was a benefit to our nuclear industry, to Bechtel Engineering and others. And at the same time, we were going to give them a certain amount of oil as well as payment for this payoff. Now, they knew that the North Koreans were not going to comply. This was merely another way of fomenting and helping preserve rogue communist regimes so that they can become the axis and the focus of conflict in the future. And that's one thing that people have to understand about globalism and these architects of these movements, that they actually... Americans have never understood why the United States continues to foment and help communist regimes around the world. Certainly they used the excuses of detente and of lessening tensions in the Cold War, but it's just an excuse. In fact, they are helping them because they serve then as future strike points, future sparks of conflict, which can be used. And the time is not yet, and that's why with all of the flamboyant remarks of Jong-il and in North Korea, it's not going to amount to anything. There's not going to be a major blow-up between China and Taiwan or North Korea and South Korea. It's merely going to smolder and flare up here and there, but it's not going to ever come to war until this major war that the globalists are planning. And they really have to wait for Russia and China to get ready to attack. I mean, they are provoking, they are stimulating, they are providing the excuses, they are providing the rationale about doctrines of preemption. All of that's meant to assist Russia and China to be able to throw this preemptive strike someday. And it's a misnomer, and it's a problem within the conservative movement, those that have believed the disinformation that the Anglo-American establishment actually controls Russia, that they're simply puppets. It is not true. They are competing predators. They influence. They attempt to, feign weakness one for another, but they're like two cats roving, and one's trying to induce the other to strike so that it can bring out its secret plans to overcome then the new great evil in the world, have a third world war, and establish a total lock on all world government by the Anglo-American established in response to war. Now, that's the major scenario that I am projecting. It is a massive, large-scale conspiracy theory, and I continue to analyze in the World Affairs Brief how each of these puzzle pieces of the puzzle play into that large-scale conspiracy. And this is opposed, for example, to Richard Mayberry, who has the chaos stand principle, that he thinks that this is just chaos that's inevitably going to drive to war. And I'm saying it's not chaos at all. It's very much planned. It's very much Hegelian. It's a doctrine of conspiracy. And those that attempt to avoid public criticism by coming out in favor of conspiracy, as Mayberry does, will eventually be wrong, because it is only an understanding of these dark side forces that will allow you to carefully predict, as I'm hoping to do for my subscribers, to predict when that war will come upon us. And I'm still saying that it's actually quite a few years off.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. But, you know, recently, Alex Jones, a few of the others have been pointing out the things that you and I know, and that is that Russia is updating their missile force and rejuvenating their old SS-18 and 19 and building new mobile missiles. And we're unilaterally disarming. The United States is unilaterally disarming. This is either madness or part of a definite plan to encourage an attack on this country with the idea that... Go ahead.
Not only disarming, Dr. Stan, but doing so in violation of the treaties. In other words, we had a treaty the START Accords, and then there are other accords signed between Putin and Bush, and part of Russia's agreement for us to dismantle our MX missile was the total dismantling of the SS-18s.
Sure.
And they have come out twice, 2 years ago, and then again this year, reiterating their stand that they're not going to dismantle. They must keep them online for another 10 years, and they're going to continue to upgrade them. And instead of the U.S. calling that treaty in default, it actually wasn't a treaty, but that accord in default, and bringing our MX back online, we just say nothing, and we criticize nothing, and we continue to put out the disinformation that Russia's our ally, that they are, in fact, in compliance with all international agreements. Our CIA actually says that Russia is in compliance and publishes their missile data as if they were in compliance. It's just ludicrous.
But
they're not that stupid.
But don't you worry, we have 6 anti-ballistic missiles, to protect us from thousands of intercontinental ballistic missiles that can come down here. We can't figure out how to develop an effective anti-ballistic missile system today, although we knew how back in the 1970s. None of this makes sense, unless, of course, you're right, and there is a conspiratorial force behind this.
Yes, it's very sad. You know, those 6 missiles that we have up in Alaska don't even have warheads on them, so they have to operate perfectly, and Russia claims that it has maneuvering warheads. So our missiles, you know, traveling at 10,000 miles an hour can't possibly maneuver to make a direct hit. That's what you have to do with a kinetic device, is that you have to actually physically contact the warhead. You're talking about it, Mach 5 hitting something that's coming in at a speed, essentially like a needle hitting a pin. Just impossible.
God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much, Joel. All right.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Dan. And for those of you in Denver, there in Colorado, you know, as you know, this cold spell is there, I want you to think about Al Gore, who insists we have global warming. And if anybody doesn't believe in global warming, why, you obviously, you know, are an idiot. You believe in conspiracy. You know, global warming is a fiction of the establishment. It is carefully coordinated because, of course, the solution to global warming is government control of the environment, government control, you know, of fossil fuel emissions, getting people out of their car, lowering the living standards here in the United States. And remember, the Kyoto Protocol doesn't apply to China, the largest polluter in the world. We live in a world gone mad. There's only a few people who understand what's going on, and most people think we're crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, learn to think, listen to our programs. I'll do my best to bring you, guests who can really tell you what's going on. Let me once again mention, we're trying, and we will be until we can raise the funds, we're trying to republish Dr. Dennis Cuddy's excellent book, Secret Records Revealed. We've added an index, we've added an epilogue, and if you'd like to get a case of the books for $149.95 plus shipping, if you put your order in now, you'll get them at a pre-publication price, you know, and, you know, when you get them, you can sell them on eBay or give them to your friends or sell them wherever you want to at the full price. But the important thing is we'd like to get the book back in print. So if you'd like to help Dr. Cuddy and Radio Liberty, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. His book, Secret Records Revealed, is one of the finest books ever written. I keep it by me all the time. And now with an index in it, which it didn't have before, but with an index in it, it is a very effective weapon in the psychological war for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should. You have to understand that nothing makes sense unless you understand that there are powerful spiritual forces out there. There really are secret societies. If you haven't read my August and September newsletters, you need to get them. They're up on the internet at radioliberty.com. That's the August and September 2006 Radio Liberty letters. But there's so much other excellent material up there, which I agonize over every month, but it's good, it's accurate, the documentation is there, and if you want to get it, why, we can always provide it for you. You need to understand what's going on, because believe me, your future, the future of your children, the future of Christian civilization hangs in the balance. There are those who would destroy Christian civilization and bring God's wrath on this nation. And there are evil and wicked people working at the highest levels of our foundations and our corporations and our government and at every aspect of our society. But we are the majority. There are not that many of them out there. If we could just get the good people involved, caring about freedom, realizing that tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. And that is what Thomas Paine said many years ago. And even though I might not agree with his philosophy, his words sparked the American Revolution and gave us a reason to fight. And as he pointed out, those who expect to enjoy, you know, the benefits of freedom have to be willing to fight for it. Our battle is not with guns. Our battle is with ideas, with pamphlets, with CDs. You need to get the DVDs on what really happened on 9/11, terror storm, 9/11, press for the truth, in plain sight. 9/11, the day that changed America forever. They're all available through Radio Liberty. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection. Until tomorrow, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.